The AHPBA is committed to humanitarian efforts in the Americas. And indeed around the world. In 2017, one of the medical missions went to San Felipe Hospital in Tegucigalpa, Honduras. This is their story. The AHPBA fosters humanitarian outreach projects such as this in Honduras. Many tools were graciously donated for mission purposes.
These are to minimize blood clot formation in the leg of patient. All the stuff may sound minor, but this is exactly what you don't want the patient get blood clot formation.
It's been estimated that yearly over 313 million surgeries are performed. There's still an unmet need of over 143 million surgeries worldwide. And of course, it's the poorest people who need it the most. The AHPBA sends more than 15 medical outreach teams around the world to help the poor. Our team's vision is not just to fish, but to teach people how to fish.
Most of these have been declared unresectable by the team here. When we are here helping them out to make it happen and do it, they develop confidence, they learn the technique, they understand the anatomy better, and all of this go hand in hand with capacity building.
The AHPBA's medical outreach teams rely not just on donations, but also on capacity building. One of the essential ingredients of missions is education. Engaging each other, sharing aspects of clinical care, all greatly improves our ability to exchange knowledge and further enhance capacity building.
How will cancer doesn't present like this? You can get it here?
You know, hold this stuff right here, get that other vessel.
Sometimes our medical outreach teams have to deal with problems which aren't to do with donation or equipment shortfalls.
One of the problems that is faced here, particularly in this hospital, public hospital, is the variability of the quality of the drugs.
This patient has gastric cancer, stomach cancer, was spread to the liver, and was treated with cisplatin and 5-FU, two common drugs for this disease. However, the 5-FU is a copy of a generic, so it's caused a heart block.
We used to have that medicine maybe 2 weeks ago. We don't have it anymore. We need to change our treatment, and that's the problem we have here a lot, because sometimes you start something and then you cannot just finish it.
Travel from the north side of Honduras. I take some classes in La Ceiba. I do that, so I need to travel like 2 days before the appointment, and it's really kind of expensive. The cost of the traveling, just the traveling, the transportation, be like $150.
The equipment is not there. They do not have PET scanner, for example. They do not have endoscopic ultrasound, for example. They have no retractor in the operating room, where any abdominal surgery that's a necessary and a must to have in order for the surgeon to be able to see when he be seen, to have somebody to retract. They're a human being. They get fatigued, they get tired, they slowly let things go, and the operative field is getting narrowed down in quite a bit. And that's why it's so important to have some of this technology available to them, where you could use it over and over and over again. The upfront cost is still high, but the final product, it'll be very useful for many decades to come.
Dr. Sivari operated on my dad. He had colon cancer. And sometimes we do not have access to this kind of help in Honduras. So the doctors come and they do a very important job for us here, for poor people with no money that cannot have access anywhere else to an operation like this. With the technology that you have, you come here and save lives, and that's very important for us. And we as a Honduran, I am thankful for you having come here, and I hope that this is not the last.
Please donate to your favorite outreach and capacity building team and save lives.
In the rental care meal area. Give me the same here.
Sadly, we lost one of our own angels, Dr. Moore, a few days after the mission.
You do the best you can with what you have.
Change people's lives and make a donation to the AHPBA by following the link below.